Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We got a good show for you this week and want to thank you so much for continuing to support the show. I also want to thank you for continuing to support our sponsors. You know, we have great sponsors that help keep this show free for you every single week. This week's sponsors are Realty Shares, Tailgate Giant, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some tailgate. If you can't get a part of it, baby, don't worry if you can't wait. You gotta get started.
It's on again, Q on the weekend, and I can't wait to turn up with family friends. Welcome, 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 Tailgate Nation, to our little tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode and every week's episode. You know, we are blowing things up. We've got some great reviews on iTunes. We are moving up the charts. We are consistently, one of those words. We're consistently moving up the rankings, and we owe it all to you guys, and you're making us one of the most listened to sports and recreation outdoor podcasts out there in the interweb, or on the interweb, however that works. Want to tell you that you know, we've got some really cool stuff going on at Tailgate Radio. As always, we've got a great contest with one of our great sponsors here. I think I've said great twice now, but it there's not another word. Maybe fantastic, stupendous. Maybe one of those works better. But we're going to be announcing the Kielbasa Provision Company Slow Crafted National Tailgate Club of the Week a little later in the show. And I want to bring this up because I'm trying to reach out. So if you're listening, Big Easy Mafia, give us a call. I've got a box with your name on it, and it's ready to ship out. Send me an email to stuff@tailgateradio, or use us on the Twitter. DM me on the Twitter, and we've got this. You guys were named last week's winners, and we have yet to hear from you. We have yet to connect with you. And I've reached out to you in many different platforms. You guys are awesome, and we want to reward you with that awesomeness with a box of slow-crafted Kielbasa brand sausage so that you can enjoy at your next tailgate party. But we haven't heard from you, so reach out to us, Big Easy Mafia. We want to hear from you. So anyway, we're going to be naming our next Tailgate Club of the Week, our National Tailgate Club of the Week, coming up at the end of the show, and excited about that. Also want to let you know that we're going to be doing some other great giveaways toward the end of the year, and we need to hear from you. Send us some information about you on stuff@tailgateradio.com. You can still enter that contest to be we pick a winner 2 days before we put it on the air. So we have a committee. We put it, you know, we talk about it. We look at what feedback either someone has nominated, or if you've provided it yourself, we take a look at all that and we say, okay, this one looks like a good fit for this week. So we are going to continue that through the rest of the football season, all the way toward Super Bowl L. They're not calling it that, by the way. They're calling it Super Bowl 50, but they've used the Roman numerals for so long that L, I guess, snuck up on them, and they were like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to call it Super Bowl L. We'll go with 50. So we're going to continue that great tradition. And speaking of you know, reaching out to us, just want to remind you, we do have a website. We get a lot of listeners that go over and spend some time on our website, but if you haven't, it's so easy. It's just tailgateradio.com, and you can listen to this show, this week's show, the latest show, or you can listen to our archived shows over at Tailgate Radio. You can also listen to us and tune in on the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic. If you've got a Roku device or Apple TV, you can find us there. You can also find us on SoundCloud. And, of course, always, 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 you can find us at iTunes. And we appreciate those great reviews and feedback we're getting from our listeners. We certainly do appreciate it, and we appreciate you guys. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a subject that it actually is pretty – not only is it something we should talk about, and I don't want to make this show too heavy, but I want to talk about what's appropriate in the parking lot. You know, there have been some recent stories out about some fights, some shootings that, you know, they tie the term tailgating to it. And I want to set the record straight on our stance. I want to set the record straight on what your response should be to that kind of thing. And just want to address the issue of inappropriate behavior in a forum that we can talk about it intelligently, but still be effective. And I'm looking forward to having that conversation. So when we come back from the break, we'll have that conversation and look forward to talking to you more about that after the break. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio in a bit. But first, you know, Tailgate Nation, if you have money in the stock market, you probably broke even this year. Maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in places like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, or almost any other major city in the U.S., you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. So if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. RealtyShares is active in over 100 major metropolitan areas. Thousands of investors use our platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by our experienced investment professionals. You can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computer. Go to RealtyShares.com/tailgate to create your free account today. Over $10 million have been returned to investors this year. Start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. That's RealtyShares.com/tailgate, RealtyShares.com/tailgate. You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and or talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com.
It's us versus them. We must protect this house. Will you protect this house?
I will.
We must protect this house.
Can you just sort of tell me what happened?
Fight broke out, a couple of guys. All the friends jumped in, it was a big brawl. Next thing you know, I look up, one of my buddies trying to get a girl off the bottom of the pile. One guy walks up to him, puts a gun up to his head, you know, about to shoot him. You know, and the guy ended up letting my friend go. I go to grab my friend so we can leave. I had my back turned, all I heard was a gunshot. Turn around, he shot somebody else, why they're fighting. You know, I was just going to get out of there. But, you know, so it's pretty much what happened. The security definitely needs to be stepped up. People coming here with guns. I see fights all the time. I was just standing there watching the fight. But when I looked up and saw my friend with a gun to his head, then, you know, kind of like it's shocking, man. You don't know.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And we're hitting a little bit of a subject. You know, we like to talk game day gadgets and have interviews with great guests from the sports world, the culinary world, the entertainment world. But this week we're going to talk about the violence that is going on in the parking lot. And I want to preface this by saying that in my experience traveling the United States and Canada, I see and have been around zero violence in the parking lot. And that's not to discard it. It's not to say it doesn't exist, because obviously it does. The interview that you just heard a few seconds ago was in reference to the shooting that took place during a tailgate event between the Cowboys and the Patriots in Arlington. The injured person was ultimately taken off of life support and passed away. And so I don't want to do a disservice to the fact that things do happen. I don't want to brush it under the rug and say, oh, it's just something that's out there. It's a problem, and here's why it's a problem. It's a problem because tailgating is a privilege. It is not a right. It is a situation where parking lot owners, whether it's a college, a high school, or the NFL, have put their trust, and that's really what it is, they put their trust in the people to behave themselves in such a way that will allow them the freedom to continue to do the things that they enjoy to do in the parking lot. It's not one of these things where you can take advantage of that and expect no changes to take place. It's almost like if you feel like you're entitled to having that parking lot, just keep behaving badly. You know, just like you're entitled to something in a store and you decide to take it, guess what? You're going to get caught and you're going to be prosecuted. And it's no different in that we have been, you know, this great hobby, this great lifestyle that people enjoy, going to the parking lot before games or NASCAR events or anything that that you want to call. I had a conversation earlier this week about, what do you consider tailgating? Is it just for sporting events? I would say no. I mean, there's lots of tailgating that goes on at music festivals, at concerts, at air shows, parades. There are lots of different aspects of tailgating. Certainly, in the context that Tailgate Radio talks about tailgating for the most part. We do surround ourselves in the, you know, we wrap ourselves in the sports blanket because that's who we are. But I would suggest to you that it's not, it's almost like being struck by lightning. You hear stories on the news. You know that it happens, but the likelihood of it happening to you is very small. And that's the case with these cases of violence involved in tailgating. But as we all know, all the good work, all the charity that you tailgate clubs do across the country, whether it's for food drives for your local food bank, or if there's been a disabled football player that has needed some additional assistance. I know some of the first people that step up are these clubs, these tailgate groups, and none of that, or very few of it, goes noticed, certainly not in the media. But you have some idiots behaving badly, and whether it's gun violence, and that's the extreme. Even if you have a group of drunk kids or not kids, and they feel like their rival, the only way they can settle something is with fisticuffs or violence, that's what the media gloms onto. And if you do that, and this is not a political show, but I'm going to tell you, that's how your freedoms get eroded. Is all they need are a few choice stories that tell the narrative that they want to tell to ban tailgating on college campuses, to ban tailgating in NFL stadiums. And no amount of security is necessarily going to take care of that situation. I think it's up to us as a group collectively to self-police, self-regulate, and keep everybody in check. Otherwise, we're giving these NFL franchises, who for so many people already can't afford to go to a game, can't afford, certainly can't go to a playoff game or the Super Bowl. Tailgating, I can tell you from personal experience, tailgating at Super Bowls has been so far removed. I mean, that's a big corporate event now that they call a tailgate party, but it's not. It's not for the fans. It's for the corporations that have bought themselves in. But they can control that situation. What they can't control are the people that head out to the game with their grills and their beer and their menus and their friends. They can't control that. So that gives an opportunity when these bad things happen. You know, that, you know, this is actually something that came up today, as a matter of fact. We have a Twitter account that, you know, we've got almost 50,000 followers on, which, thank you, by the way. And we have a news feed that pulls different words and different phrases, and some of it is done by hand, some of it is done through automation. And there was a tweet that we pushed out earlier today that was in reference to a fight between some fans from the University of Miami and Florida State University. And I got a direct a DM, direct message from the folks over at What the Buck, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers internet radio and podcasting, and they were like, hey, why are you sending this out? We don't think you condone this violence, but why are you pushing it out? And it brought up a very good point in that, you know, we as a news aggregator, you know, we have this thing going 24/7, so we're not always manning the booth, so to speak. So some things do get through, and when they do, we hear from the tailgate nation and the tailgate fans But it, again, are we helping to create that narrative that violence is commonplace and is something that happens every week in every parking lot across the country? I don't think so. But I thought it was, first of all, I thought it was very admirable that they reached out and said something, because we certainly don't want to give the appearance that we condone any type of violence, drunken behavior, illegal activities. Tailgating should be fun. I mean, there is drink. You can drink and not get drunk. You can have a party and not be out of control. And so I thought it brought up a really good point that we, as the Tailgate Nation, need to take it upon ourselves to regulate, self-police, encourage people to do the right thing.
Quick search of YouTube produces multiple examples of fan violence around the NFL. In the stands at a Giants game. At a Redskins game where two Washington fans came to blows. In Seattle, where even the final whistle couldn't keep these two fans from becoming violent. And on the concourse at a Ravens game.
Well, you guys stay safe and have fun.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh.
But they're precisely what inspired Raider fan Kathy Simone to do something about what she sees as a rising tide of fan violence around the NFL.
We are fans against violence.
Oh, yeah.
We're passing out vodka.
You guys are the wrong game.
No, we're not.
It's only the fans that can take that final step in ending the violence. You can have as much security as you want, but if the fans don't take their part in the responsibility, it's never going to end.
After a disturbing outbreak of violence at last year's preseason game between the 49ers and the Raiders, Simone formed a nonprofit called Fans Against Violence. Now she's taking her message to the heart of Raider Nation.
You guys are sitting next to Charger fan. Make sure and welcome them to the stadium. Shake
yeah,
their hands.
Definitely.
One of Simone's initiatives is something called a fan shake, which encourages people to reach out and welcome opposing fans to their stadium.
We want to welcome all Charger fans.
I want to acknowledge KDFW and ESPN's Outside the Line with Bob Lee for those two clips, and really want to just bring this home by saying, as Ms. Simone did in Oakland, that's all we need to do to make sure that tailgating continues to be a safe, enjoyable, and prosperous activity for years and decades to come. Take time to get to know these folks that come to your stadium, that come to your parking lot. And in 99% of the cases, I see that every week. Oftentimes, the home team will have a menu that's based on the visiting team's mascot or maybe a player. And that is the epitome of welcoming. That is very, if you have wings and you're playing the Eagles or something like that, that's just part of the fun. I mean, this is not supposed to be stuffed shirts and, unenjoyable. But unlike a restaurant where you can be tossed out and arrested, a lot of the times when things like this take place in the parking lot, it's done in such a way that it happens, it goes away, people aren't identified. It's not a closed-in space. And so it's often too many times people paint with a broad brush and throw the baby out with the bathwater. Is that enough cliches for you? So in closing, I will just say this. Tailgating is for everybody. I'm not wagging my finger at anybody. I'm just saying, if you see something that needs to stop before it escalates, you and your team, you and your fellow tailgaters, do what you can to regulate it so that authorities don't have to be involved and there's no more ammunition given to folks at the NCAA, people at the NFL, folks at NASCAR, to have further regulation or downright choose to outlaw it. And some schools already have. So let's don't do that. Let's go the other way. Let's embrace the lifestyle and let's enjoy tailgating for many years to come. All right, folks, that's it for my soapbox this week. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
You know, Tailgate Nation, if you have money in the stock market, you probably broke even this year. Maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in places like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, or almost any other major city in the U.S., you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. So if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. RealtyShares is active in over 100 major metropolitan areas. Thousands of investors use our platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by our experienced investment professionals. You can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computer. Go to RealtyShares.com/tailgate to create your free account today. Over $10 million have been returned to investors this year. Start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. That's RealtyShares.com/tailgate, RealtyShares.com/tailgate.
All right, Tailgate Nation, this is where we announce the winner of this week's Kielbasa Provision Company Slow-Crafted National Tailgate Club of the Week. And this week's winner is, let's get a drum roll, the Extreme Tailgate Society from Charlotte, North Carolina. Congratulations, you have been named this week's Kielbasa Provision Company Slow-Crafted National Tailgate Club of the Week. And just like last week, we have been unable to reach them. We hope to have them on the show next week, along with our winner from 2 weeks ago, the Big Easy Mafia. So with that being said, we're going to be sending out this nice tailgate party starter kit filled with Kielbasa Provision Company Slow-Crafted Polish Sausage to the good folks in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the Extreme Tailgate Society. And you can check them out at Twitter at Tailgate Extreme. I know their website is also ExtremeTailgateSociety.com. Go check them out and see they were actually nominated and received this accolade, and we look forward to presenting them with their Kielbasa brand sausage. For everybody here, that's going to about wrap it up here, and I will be back in studio next week, full board, and look forward to bringing you a great show. And if you have any questions about this topic, if you want to get involved in Fans Against Violence, you can certainly reach out to us. We will put you in contact with the proper people. But, you know, it's one of those things that every now and then we need to talk about to keep the focus on what tailgating is all about, which is having fun with friends and family and enjoying ourselves and supporting our teams, whether that's high school, college, football, NFL, soccer, NASCAR, you name it. We want to support those teams and those organizations, but we want to do it in a fun and responsible way. So for everybody here at Tailgate Nation and Tailgate Radio and the Game Day Media family, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot.